Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. I'm Eric Steven. Normally, our regular weekly podcast is me and Jacob Birch bringing you Dodgers news, insights, highlights, analysis, that sort of stuff. We do that roughly once a week, sometimes a little less often, sometimes a little more often, like when Freddie Freeman signs a few hours after we record, and then we have to record a separate episode because that was kind of big news. But what we're doing here is, in addition to our weekly True Blue LA podcast, we're going to give you a morning episode every Monday through Friday. That's the plan. This is the very first one. It's Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th. I just want to thank everybody for listening. You don't have to do anything extra. It's the same podcast feed. It's a new project we're trying. So, you know, we're gonna try out some things. These morning podcasts will be quick hitters, not quite the 50 to 60 minute podcasts we normally do, but you know, they're gonna be a little more you know, relevant, less evergreen than perhaps the weekly ones. We're going to have some different things each day. We're still working out the details on exactly what that's going to be. What you will see is some, depending on what happens in the game, might just be a simple reaction to the previous day's game, or if there's big news, it might be a reaction to that. Others will be a Dodgers Rewind, like tomorrow on Tuesday, we're going to bring you a Dodgers Rewind. We're removing that from our weekly episode that we usually do and making that its own sort of morning podcast. Tomorrow we're going to do catcher Joe Pignatano, who sadly passed away, but he was 92 years old last week. So that's tomorrow's episode of Leading Off with True Blue LA. Sometimes we might have a short interview, whether it's you know, something that happened at the stadium, or perhaps we'll mix in some audio from Dave Roberts' manager scrum or something like that. So we're going to just have a variety of things in this episode, but it's just basically going to be a short episode each day, Monday through Friday. Hopefully it'll be it'll add to your listening pleasure. We'll obviously take suggestions of what you might want to see in these episodes, but today, I just wanted to talk about the 13-pitcher limit, which is still not in effect. We talked about it on the last weekly podcast episode. Major League Baseball and the Players Association agreed on Thursday last week to extend the 14-pitcher limit for three more weeks. So it's going to go through June 19th that teams can carry up to 14 pitchers on the 26-man active rosters. It's weird because the 13-pitcher limit was actually implemented before the 2020 season, but it has yet to be actually enforced during the season. Obviously, COVID protocols sort of killed it the last 2 years, where, you know, teams had expanded rosters in 2020, and then last season it was, you know, for health and safety, they let teams carry extra pitchers. And then this year, because of the lockout and then the shortened spring training, teams were also cognizant of the just sort of the pitcher usage, and they don't want to get people injured. We talked about how this might affect the Dodgers on the last weekly episode. They still do have a bit of a some maneuvering to do. Like they just started Mitch White and Ryan Pepio in Arizona. They're going to need a fifth starter twice over the next 3 weeks or so, probably before Andrew Heaney comes back. So we'll see how that sort of they sort of handle that. Although now with they're going to be able to carry an extra pitcher that they would have been otherwise, so maybe that helps them in that regard. Maybe they're more likely to do a bullpen game or something, and like a real bullpen game, not just a, you know, Mitch White or Ryan Pepiot goes three innings type of a bullpen game. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'm not a real fan of having the extra pitchers. I was hoping they'd go back to the 13. I mean, if I had my way, I might have a 12-pitcher limit. Part of that is just I probably can't. I'm biased to how I grew up when teams had like 10 or 11 pitchers on the staff. 12 seemed like too many, and now it seems like unfathomable that a team would carry less than 12. But yeah, I don't know. I think there should be consequences for the way teams use pitchers. Like, if you're making everyone a sort of a one-inning reliever who maxes out effort-wise every single pitch, every single time, like, that should have a cost to it. So anything that can disincentivize teams to use pitchers this way would probably help the offense, and that could be good for the game. It could maybe that something like that can help reduce the strikeout rate, put more balls in play, all that good stuff. But you know, we talked about it last week on the podcast. Looking ahead this week, the Dodgers are back home after their longest road trip of the year. They play a 7-game homestand. They host the Pirates for 3 games, the Mets for 4. This might go out before the weekend review is up, but spoiler alert if you haven't read the weekend review post on True Blue LA, but it's the Lee Mazzilli gauntlet this week, playing the Pirates and Mets. That will end the Dodgers, speaking of gauntlets, it'll end their stretch of 31 games in 30 days. It was going to be 31 days, but the first day of that was rained out in Chicago, so they had a doubleheader. They had 2 doubleheaders during this stretch, so it was quite something. Other things coming this week, specifically on this podcast. Again, tomorrow we're doing a Dodgers rewind of Joe Pignataro. These leading off with True Blue LA will just show up in your feed in the mornings, Monday through Friday, so later in the week, like today's May 30th, I would imagine Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to probably talk about Mookie Betts' May, which is shaping up to be one of the best individual months in Dodgers history. We'll sort of put that into context, so I'm sure that'll come later this week. I hope you enjoy these new morning podcasts. It's new for me. It's new for us. It's going to be a lot of just me on these, although there will be interviews and things like that, but it's not going to be like our weekly podcast is going to be me and Jacob together. And then this will be mostly just me hosting. Although, like I said, we will have, we mix some things in. We might actually have do an occasional live questions from Craig on these episodes. We'll see how that works. But yeah, please let us know in the comments of the post of this podcast on True Blue LA. Have any suggestions? You can subscribe to this podcast. If you're already a subscriber to the True Blue LA podcast, you don't have to do anything extra. This will just show up in the same feed. It's the very same feed as our weekly podcast. And then, you know, I guess we will ask if you like us, or even if you don't, just please rate and review us in the sort of podcatcher of your choice. This is a new venture. I'm excited, kind of a little nervous. I'm usually not nervous podcasting, although maybe it's because I'm sitting here talking to myself at the moment, adding to that. But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. This is Leading Off with True Blue LA. I'm Eric Steven, and we will see you tomorrow.